Good morning, Talmidim. As we entered Sefer Shemois, Svar Maglishim bring down that Sefer Shemois is called Sefer HaGolos and Sefer HaGeula. Talks about the beginning. Parshas talk about the Golos going into Mitzrayim, Shibut Mitzrayim. And then as we get further into the Parshas, we get to the Geula, we get to going out of Mitzrayim. I want to focus a bit on the Sefer HaGeula because we all know we've spoken about it, and we hear Tzadikim speak about it. The concept of we're very close to the Bias HaMashiach. We're close to the times of Mashiach coming, of being nigal, of being redeemed from this galus that we've been in for so many years. The Sefer HaGeula is very close to us. Even though we're just entering the Shibud Mitzrayim, the Sefer HaGeula, yet the Sefer HaGeula is very close. There are interesting things happening in the world. If you keep your eyes open, you see that things are happening that hasn't happened. It says that before Mashiach is going to come, there will be very interesting things happening in the world. Chloikis, whether scary things or happy things. I'm not going to go into that. Manal will do some research. Different Svaram sectors and find out exactly what will happen before Mashiach comes. But we definitely feel that we're almost there. History is being made. We spoke about, Manal mentioned it yesterday. 2 months ago we spoke, they stopped making the pennies. In your times, that's history. And just this week, there was another piece of history that was made that I can't remember ever happening in years. I don't remember ever happening. There's a concept of soiv ganav l'tliya. The end of the day is the ganav, the thief, the one that's guilty, is going to get caught. Now, according to the United States, there was a leader, a president of Venezuela. They had labeled him a criminal. According to the evidence, he's been smuggling drugs into the United States. He's been sending criminals into the United States. And different acts, illegal acts that he has done. He's running a dictatorship. And according to the United States, he's labeled a criminal. And they have to defend themselves. But he's living in Venezuela. The American government doesn't have any ruling over South America, even though it has America in its name. They planned how to bring him to justice, how to have him, hold him accountable for what he's done wrong. And for months and months and months, the CIA, the intelligence, have been following him, their spies all over, and coming up with a plan how to be able to get him to court, how to be able to get him to prison. And on Shabbos, the amount of planes that he sent into Venezuela, the army lowered from helicopters, something which we've never heard before, entered his house, and he had metal rooms, and he wasn't there even. He didn't know what's happening. He didn't know what's coming. And they just captured him and his wife, took him out of his house, put him into the helicopter, flew off with him, stopped off in a different place, and now he's in New York prison. In a detention center in New York. Yeah, he has detention. In New York. Why New York? I'm not sure. That's another hit at the new mayor over there. I'm not sure why. You don't want it? We're going to show it. I'm not sure. In the history of the United States, I don't know if this ever happened before. Go snatch a president out of his house, out of his country, in his territory. Boop. Just grabbed him, picked him up. Out. We're going. There are millions of people in Venezuela. He's a president, a dictator of millions of people. And nothing. He was just lifted. The concept of soiv ganav l'tliya, this happened in our times. This has never happened. There are things that, now, you could say that our current president is doing things that were never done before. Could be that's his way of showing leadership. Could be it's his way of showing power. A lot of things could be. But we know that everything that happens here is pre-planned in Shemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan how and what, when should things should happen. And if these interesting things are happening in front of our eyes, this is a shake-up, a wake-up call for all of us. Rapoisa, I'm preparing you for the Sefer HaGeula. I'm preparing you. You see things are happening? You see Soiv Ganav L'tliya in a way where no one ever thought something like this could happen? It's almost as if it's in one of these games. You play games. Some people have these games that you play with and you get this, you get this, and that. This wasn't a game. This was real life. Sefer HaGeula. We're getting ready. So one may think, what's our role right now? We see there's a lot of shakeup. What's our... Now, according to him, according to the dictator, he pleaded yesterday, not guilty. He's not guilty. He didn't do anything wrong. He didn't do anything wrong, he says. Now, if the United States, for months and months, has been planning this dangerous move, and they came out unscathed from this whole project, clearly they have a lot of evidence. But he says, I'm not guilty. I didn't do anything wrong. So here comes it. We have to question ourselves. Where am I? A person knows whether he's guilty or not. A person does something, whether he's guilty or not. Moshe Rabbeinu goes out and he sees two people fighting. And he gives a scream, Rasha, Lama Sakareyecha. Right? We all know that. Why are you hitting your friend? So I saw this rumbling down. How did Moshe Rabbeinu know who's the one that's guilty? How did he know who started the fight? Maybe the person that you see hitting now, he's defending himself. How did Moshe Rabbeinu, he comes out, he sees two people are fighting. How did he know who is the one that's guilty? Who are you screaming at? So the story with the Heilige Noi de Behuda, my kid's grandfather, Heilige Noi de Behuda. There was a dentara once. There was a wagon driver and there was a soicher, a merchant dealer that came to dentara. The story was that the soicher says, listen, this wagon driver says, I am really the soicher, I'm really the businessman. I am the businessman. The wagon driver hired me to go on to take him on a trip. And in the middle of the trip, he held a weapon to me and said, we're changing clothes. You're going to put on the wagon driver clothes. I'm going to put on the wagon driver clothes. You're going to put on the businessman clothes. And now the businessman is really the Balagola, and the Balagola is really the businessman. And he went and he stole all the businessman's money. And the Balagola says, I don't know what the guy's talking about. The businessman who is dressed up now as the businessman, who is really the Balagola, he says, this guy's making up a story. I am the businessman. He is the Balagola. And a fight cape, we don't know who's the businessman and who's the Balagola. So the Yehuda said, Stakish very shvera pasha, I have to think about it. Come back to me tomorrow morning. We don't know who's the real businessman. And we don't know who stole the money from who. So the next morning, the Yehuda tells his gabbai, they're going to come in the morning, don't let them in until I tell you to. So they came early morning, and again, they're arguing. We have to go see the Yehuda. We have to find out who's the wagon driver and who's the businessman. And an hour, another hour, another hour. And both of them became very, very antsy. And finally, it came afternoon. The Nidvida opens up his door. And he says, the professional wagon driver, please come in. And one guy got up. And he starts walking in. And then he sat right back down. So the Nidvida said, oh, okay. If you were the one that got up when we said, the professional wagon driver, get up. Then we know who's the real wagon driver. You're the one that looks like a businessman. You're not really the businessman. You stole his clothes. Now we know who is the businessman and who is the wagon driver. So in the Svarim HaKadoshim, Moshe Rabbeinu came and he saw two people fighting. He said, Russia! And even before he said, Loma Sakarecha, one person said, yeah, oh, Loma Sakarecha. If you're the one that picked up your head when we said, Russia, yeah, then you know you're guilty. Loma Sakarecha, why are you fighting? Deep down, everybody knows if they did something wrong, they did something wrong. They could present very innocently. They could present as if they're very innocent. But they know if they did something wrong. The president, the dictator of Venezuela, claims he's 100% innocent. But deep down, if somebody is not innocent, they know. They know. Other day, it was something, I don't know what, the whole thing of opened up a container that had some substance inside that could ruin the floors. And one boy asked the other boy, step on it. And he stepped on it, and the whole thing spilled on the floor. And the boy can come and say, I'm innocent. And we believe, I believe you're innocent. But every boy got to know themselves. When you told the other boy to step on it, did you not know who's going to step? Did you not know what's going to happen? Deep down, the boys, we know. The person themselves know who's innocent and who's not. Even if we scream innocent. So now we're up to almost the Sefer HaGeula. We have to keep on asking ourselves, where do I stand? Mashiach is coming soon. Where am I going to be standing?
What type of seed am I? Am I getting an open wrong seed?
Am I innocent? Am I fooling myself? Do we have to be called out, Russia, to wake up? Oh, you know what? You're right. I did something wrong. Loma zakarayecha. And that question only we can answer. Each individual has to answer that. How innocent am I? Mashiach is coming now. We're going to be lined up according to our level of what we're doing, what we're accomplishing, what effort we're putting in. Where am I going to be? Am I going to be in the back or am I going to be in the front? So what do we have to do for that? You look at Basia. I saw from the Lev Simcha. Basia Bas Paroi, she knew it's impossible for her to reach Moshe Rabbeinu, to reach the crying baby. It's impossible. She was so far. But it didn't stop her from stretching out her arm. I was asked, why? What was her cheshbon l'chatchila to stretch out her arm? She knew she's not going to reach the teva where Moshe Rabbeinu was in. She knew. So what was the purpose of her stretching out her arm? And Chazal tell us that the purpose is that we have to do our shabbos. If you believe that you have the kayach to accomplish something, you will be able to. All you have to do is stretch out your arm. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the rest. But you have to do your shabbos. You have to do your chelik. And that's a lesson that we all take out of Basia. Yes, it's hard to learn. Yes, it's hard to be in class. Yes, it's hard with such a teacher. One more, I can't. It's impossible. And we're not arguing. But you know how innocent you are. And all we're asking you is to do your hishtavlis. You open up the sefer that you're supposed to have open. You have the pencil that you're supposed to have. Lahavkul is supposed to be a book. You have the book open in your desk. On your desk. Whatever you need to do, that's what you have open. You're doing your hishtavlis. Stretch out your arm. As much as you could, you do yours. The rest, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will extend. The rest, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do. But to sit and to blame this and blame that and blame that, that the dictator of Venezuela did. Yet he was plucked out of his house. So you've got to look clear. So now, again, let's go back to where we started off. We're up to the Sefer HaGeulah. We're going to be redeemed from this bitter Golos Bukar of Mamash. We're going to be standing there greeting Mashiach Tzidkenu. We all want to have a front row seat. We want to be able to be front row. We have to be honest to ourselves. Honest ourselves. Where am I? I can try to convince others, but that won't help. That won't help. All that we have to do is stick out your hand, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do the rest. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take care of the rest, but our little hishtadlus, that will help us, and the Siyata D'Shemaya will come afterwards. Chazak v'ematz.